flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't come to work walking. I came in here gliding like I was Amelia Santinello, baby. Okay, so normally brushing my teeth to come to work is optional. Bathing, it may not be on the list of things to do. But on today, I was 30 minutes early. I got on my Muhammad Ali shirt. I got my Muhammad Ali jacket on. I got my Michelle Obama tennis shoes on. My teeth are brushed. My face is beat up with MAC Cosmetics. Why? Because Terrence Howard is coming on the Shaletta Show at 1:30. Okay? He's going to be here in the studio, not on the phone. So I went and got some Nosh Posh snacks. I got my Star Tribune magazine. I got my kids' books. I had them sign them for Mr. Terrence. And I actually met him last night. He's got a new movie debuting at the Twin Cities Film Festival. We're going to tell you all about it. No spoilers. I saw it. It was absolutely great. In fact, I sat right behind him. And I'm going to tell you something. He smells delicious. Okay. And oh my God, his shoes were so shiny. And I was on the red carpet and I was like, how you doing? And I mean, it was just like I melted. He was like, I'm doing good, baby. How are you? I was like, oh my God,
he knows me. He's talking to me. I'm talking to Terrence Howard. This is crazy.
And so I invited him to come on the show and he was like, I'll be there. I got you. I was like, oh my God, he's coming. I just couldn't believe that it was going to be in person, not like on the phone. Like he's going to be in the studio. So I came in early. I dusted. I vacuumed. I put some Febreze down. I put all the raggedy stuff in Chad Hartman's office and locked the door. Anything that's broken is in Chad's office. I don't know where he's going to sit Monday when he comes to work. And I got the best headphones. I stole Adam Carter's headphones. I have Mark Fry's headphones. And I had a great idea on the way to work. But the only way to pull it off was to call my trusty sidekick and assistant, Miss Jen. And I said, Miss Jen, I got this great idea. Terrence Howard and I took a picture last night on the red carpet at the Twin Cities Film Festival. We were hugged up like Cookie and Lucius on the movie, on the TV show Empire. And I want to put that on a shirt. And she was like, well, Shaletta, it's like an hour away from your show. And there's no way you could do it. And I was like, Miss Jen, we could do it. So we called Avenue Shirts in St. Paul, right off White Bear in Arlington. And the grumpiest and greatest guy took care of us. And Miss Jen has flown in here on the ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com helicopter, landed on top of the building, and she was here with my shirt, Miss Jen.
Special delivery.
Oh, my God, Miss Jen. Okay. So, first of all, how much did you love the grumpy old man who works at Avenue Shirt?
I adored him. He scared me a little bit at first.
He's a little scary at first.
A little on the gruff side.
Oh,
but
just a tad.
He
just
warmed up. Just we talked about the business has been there, I think he said, for 35 years.
Oh, my God.
And that it started in his basement doing embroidery as a hobby because his wife wanted him to stay busy and leave her alone because she's not a morning person. And so now he said he should have retired a long time ago, but instead he gets up in these cold days and heads to the shop because then he's out of his wife's way and she has time to drink her coffee and wake up.
I love it. And, you know, he is just he is just amazing because most T-shirt shops are closed right now. They're not open on Saturdays. And so if you go and you look on Google and you try to go through T-shirt shops, everything says opens Monday at 10 a.m. And I'm like, I need this shirt today. I need this shirt right now. In order for me to pull this off, this shirt got to be done. So we created the graphic. We got it all squared away. We got it together. And we're finna have the big reveal. Josh, are you ready? You got to get the camera ready. Hold on, Miss Jen, because I got to get my camera ready, too. Because we are about to get the big reveal of what they were able to do in 1 hour's time. So that when Terrence Howard comes up here to the Shaletta. Hold on. I got to get my phone ready. So when Terrence Howard comes up here to the Shaletta show. This is the T-shirt that I am going to give him.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, it looks amazing. Isn't they did a great
awesome?
Job. Oh, my God. I love it.
How happy are you?
I'm very happy. Okay.
Good.
Okay. I can't wait for him to see it. Okay. He's going to get that. He's going to get copies of my kids' books. He probably gonna think I'm a stalker, but I don't care. I even took the picture that we took together last night, and I went by Michael's and I got a frame for it.
I love it.
Josh is shaking his head no, because I'm always on 10, Josh. Okay, I don't do anything just like a little bit. It's always it's 0 or 10. It's 0 or 10. So the reason that I got a chance to meet him, let me back all the way up, is because about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was at the Black Business Enterprises Ball. Remember that?
I remember.
And so they had an auction item where you get to meet Terrence Howard. And so I grabbed my paddle or somebody's paddle. I don't know who paid for it, but I grabbed the paddle and I start bidding. And Nancy Corsa was trying to outbid me because she wanted the intimate meet and greet with Terrence
Howard. I was concerned for her safety.
I was too. And you know what I did? If George Shearer is listening, because he's my wrestling buddy in here, he's my wrestling buddy in the Twin Cities. I grew up watching Paul Bosch Houston Wrestling, Junkyard Dog, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Ted DiBiase, the Von Erichs. I grew up doing the figure four leg lock, jumping off the rope, the Von Erich Iron Claw. So I know that Nancy probably has more money than me, right? And I knew that she could outbid me, okay? So what I did is I couldn't dig in her pocket and take her money. So what I did was I jumped on her back, and I have pictured this to prove it. And I put my legs around her arms so that I could hold her arms down so she could not bid. And I won the bid. And so because I won the bid, I got to meet Terrence Howard. And because I got to meet Terrence Howard, he gets to come on this show. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited, Miss Jen?
I love it. I think it's meant to be.
I do too.
You earned this hard.
Girl,
I
got brought up on charges for this.
Right.
I got brought up on charges. She filed assault charges on me. That is assault. Do you see my leg around her arm? She cannot move. This was so for real.
I was worried I was going to have to bail you out and you would have been stuck there.
Oh my God. This. You have just saved me. I wanted to do this. I wanted to gift this to Terrence Howard. And I'm so glad that you and your beautiful daughter, Lily, who I'm meeting for the first time, drove all the way to downtown Minneapolis to drop these shirts off. I wish I could tell you how much I wouldn't have been able to pull it off without you. So when we see Terrence Howard on Instagram or Facebook or social media somewhere and he's wearing that shirt, know that you are playing a part in that, girl.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
I'm so grateful.
You know, I got your back.
I appreciate it, girl. And I'm glad I had Nancy's back. So don't have my back like this. Don't jump on me.
Okay.
And hold my arms down with your legs.
I think you could take me, though.
Girl,
you know, I'm a 5-footer.
I'm still cramped up. This was 3 weeks ago. I was like, why is my side tingling? Because I jumped on Nancy's back and tried to choke her out and she tapped out. And then I got assault charges so that I could. It's like how it started and how it's going.
I hope Terrence, really understands and knows this.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Should I tell him? Because then if I tell him, he's going to think I'm violent. If I tell him, he might think I'm a stalker. So I don't know. Should I tell him or play it cool?
I think you should tell him.
I might scare him, though.
I think it just shows your passion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see, I like that. I like that. See, I like that. It's not fear. It's passion.
Right.
It's not stalking. It's passion.
Right.
I like the way you put that together. Thank
you. Yeah, got to have a positive spin.
Yes, yes, yes. We are no Debbie Downers over here. Thank you again, Miss Jen, for coming in. I love the
my
shirts.
Pleasure.
Thank you for my grumpy friend at Avenue Shirts in St. Paul on Arlington, right off of White Bear Avenue. Did an amazing job in a quick turnaround. We'll see how Terrence likes it when he comes in at 1:30.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.